We're up to the Gemara, Daf Lamedtes, Omid Aleph. The end of the Omid, the Gemara finished saying that when there's a pool HaMitzri is a small amount, a kernel, so the Tznuyin HaMoshch Niyadein, no Mitzah Achilas Kotshim, V'Agagorin, Neutlin V'Oichlin. U'mai Zibachat Shenot HaChelka V'Chelik HaVeroi. V'Yikorin Oysoi Ben Chamtzen. He grabbed it. And he was mitzarif together with another achil of his. But the point is, it's not kazayis. And it's not masbiya, so they were moishkin. The Shonim says, when it's masbiya, there is a mitzachilas kochim. That was a chiddush, like we said in the Beis Halevi, that says that achilas kochim is not like achilas korim pesach, but it's a mitzachila mitzad de gavra. By kochim, it's mitzad de cheft, it has to be eaten. As long as it's not noiser. So who had in less than a kazayis, it would be in a mitzvah if it's masbiya. But this person that was a grabber, they called him Ben Chamtzon. Zogt Gemara Lamedtes Amud Beis Ad Yoy Moisoy. Chamtzon is Zogt Rashi is a gazlin. So Chamtzon, like Chamtzon. So Chamtzon, he was a Ben Chamtzon Ad Yoy Moisoy. So the Meshech Chochma in Pasha Shlach, he says, why was it called Ben Chamtzon Ad Moisoy? What's this Akud Ad Moisoy? So he says as follows. He says, very meductic Ad Moisoy. Why Yoy Moisoy? Because usually Misa is Mechapa on all Averis except from Gzela. Because Gzela is not Niskapa until the Yorshim returned out the stolen item. They have to be meshiv that which was stolen. However, when you're stealing from kochim, lechem aponim, what we're referring to over here, kochim kochim, so over here, there is no din hashova. There's no hashova on hekdesh. So mele misa would be mechaper. So it's meduktik zokta meish simcha. Ad yoy moisoi, but then taket was a kapora. Zokta gemara omar abba baba shila, my koro, where do we see in the posik? That chomoitz is a lotion of gzela. It says as follows: David HaMelech says in Tehillim, "Elokai palteini miad rosho, save me from a rosho, mikaf ma'avel v'choy meitz, and likewise save me from mikaf ma'avel v'choy meitz." So choy meitz is a lotion of a gazlin. Rav Amar mihocha from a different pasuk, "Limdu heitev dirshu mishpat ashru chomoitz." Shifti Yosam Givu Almono. This pasuk is telling us that Ashru Chomoitz be machzik the nigzal. If you have a mishpat coming to you, first listen to the tvias of the teveya. The teveya, the malva, has the tvias. Listen to him before the nitva. So that's what it means. Ashru Chomoitz be machzik the nigzal. So we see it's a lashon of zela. Ashru Chomoitz va'al ta Ashru Chomoitz. And don't be ma'asher the choymetz. Zog Rashi v'loy choymetz, l'shay chochel b'sanhedrin, it's negate sanhedrin, shalamadnu, b'kan sheniskokin l'tevea t'chila. Be niskak to the tevea first. Zog the Gemara Tana Rabbanon. Oysa shona shemeiz bo Shimon HaTzadik. We said Shimon HaTzadik was the beginning of the second bias. So as long as he was alive, we still had all the nisim, ne'amarovi, etc. But the year that he died, omelem b'shona zuhu meis. He said about himself in third person, this year he's going to die. Zog demora omru lo minayin ata yodea, from where do you know? Om alohem, how do you know your p'tir is taking place this year? Om alohem, he answered, b'chol yom kippurim ha'im izdamen li zokin echad lovish levonim v'otav levonim. Every yom kippur, when I went lefnai v'lefnim, there was a person that accompanied me wearing white shrouds, levonim. V'nichnas imi v'yotzi imi. He entered with me and he exited with me. But this year, Yom Kippur, I saw a zokin that came in with me. Lovu shchoyim was being black clothing. V'otuv shchoyim, simon of avelus. Nichnas imi, he entered with me. V'lo yotze imi, he didn't exit. So because he didn't exit, so it must be, I'm not going to make it this year. Zoktimor, that's what happened. Achar regel, choloshiv yomim. He was ill for 7 days. Umeis, and then he was nifter. V'nimnu ochiv akahanim levoich b'shem. And after his p'tira, they stopped being mevorach b'shem. Because up until then, they were mevorach b'shem. And after that, Zogt Rashi, they weren't mevorach b'shem. Milevorach b'ches kahanim isa'om b'shem ha'mevush, shlohoyu kedai. They weren't kedai. You have to be zoicha. Reb Kivega points out of here, ayin soite lamet ches. Because over there, in the sugyan soite lamet ches, the Gemara says that b'ches kahanim is in the mikdosh was b'shem. In the Beis HaMikdosh, they said it b'shem. So is this after the tkufa of Ptiris Shimon HaTzadik? Because the Gemara here says, Nimnu achav akanim levorach b'shem. So what's that Gemara referring to? If it's after the Tkufa of Shimon HaTzadik, we see over there, they were Mevarach B'Shem. So what's the Pshat? So the Rishonim answer over there, either over here we're talking about Shema Mefarish, then Membez Oisius, and that they stopped, and Birch Kahanim was B'Shem Shal Dalet Oisius. That's one Pshat. Or, even if till now it was B'Dalet Oisius, what changed over there is that over there it wasn't an obligation anymore. Some Rishonim say it was only Rishus, and that's what it was, versus what it was up until then. Oh, so let's see the Yerushalmi inside. There's a famous Medrash, and the Yerushalmi, Zok the Tais Shonim, Nichlas imi v'yotze imi. He had someone come in with me. In fact, the Tais Shonim, B'Yerushalmi Porech, the famous Yerushalmi that asks, V'oksi v'chol odom lo yeh b'oil moyed. The person is not allowed to enter in the oil moyed. And the Yerushalmi dashens, not just a person, even a person, a malach, that has a din of pneum, k'dimus odom. Even malachim cannot enter. So how can a person enter? Who entered? Who was this? Even if you want to tell me he was a malach, the Yerushalmi says even a malach can't enter. Only the Kohen Gadol enters lefnei v'lefnim. And for the Tais Shonim, umetaretz, or the Yerushalmi answers this. Kvoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoya. This was the Eibush himself. This was the Shechina himself that came in. And it says a person can enter, a malach can enter. It doesn't include the Eibishter. Now, the Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra brings this to Bichol Odom, and he says, he asks the Kasha that the Kohen Gadol is Echad HaMensh. How did the Kohen Gadol enter? That means not just you can enter with him doing the Avodah. A person can enter. Zok the Medrash Rabbah that the Kohen Gadol b'shas the Avodah in Yom Kippurim when he goes to Fnai v'Lifnim is Nishken Odom. I don't know what his getter is, but he's maybe not a malach either, because according to this, the malach also can't enter. But he says it's not a getter of an odom. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbonim. Arboim shana koidim chuben habayis loy hoya goydel oyle biyamin. Meaning, we're talking about the tkuf of Shimon HaTzadik, which is by the Bayis Sheni. After Shimon HaTzadik, we said, then it was already pasei, all the nisim. Shimon HaTzadik still had the schos imno Bayis Sheni. Now we're saying before Shimon HaTzadik, 40 years before the Churban HaBayis, already it started being diminished in Nisim. Lo haya goyra ole b'yamin. The girl was a Simon Yof, we said, when it's ole b'yamin, it stopped coming with ole b'yamin. V'lo haya loshen shal zuris malbin. And the red thread by the soya mishtaleach was not malbin anymore. That showed a kapora. V'lo haya ne'amah rovi doylik. And the ne'amah rovi was not doylik. And the doors of the Hechel would open on their own to show as a simon that it's going to be opened, that it's going to be destroyed, it'll be open, accessible for anyone to enter. Ache goa ben Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai screamed at the Dalsos. Oma loy Hechel, Hechel, he said, Hechel, Hechel, biprimato mavis atzmcho. Why are you being mavis yourself? Ate yedea nibcho. I know you're going to be destroyed. Meaning, Schaya ben Brachia ben Edu, as a grandfather. So we know you're going to be destroyed. So you have to scare everyone opening the doors. Zog de Gemara posach. Psach levono in lo secho v'soichal eish bago secho. This is the poskin schaya. Psach levono in levono in the base mikdash. Psach levono in lo secho. Levono in the base mikdash open its doors. V'soichal eish bago secho. And the fire will destroy it. How apropos these Gemaras are. Erev v'shchodesh av. We're learning now. Psach levono in lo secho v'soichal eish bago secho. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Ben Tavla Oyi, Loma Nikra Shemoy Levonoin. Why is the base of the Mikdash called Levonoin? Shemalbin Avin is saying Sheisol. It's Malbin. Malbin is the Loshna of a Kapora. It's a Simon of a Kapora, like we said. The Zuhuris was turned white. So it's Malbin. Omer Rabbi Zutra Ba Tuvia, Loma Nikra Shemoy Yai. Why is the base of the Mikdash called the forest? Dichsev, it says a posik in Melochim. Beis Yar Halavonoin. The Pasuk says, Beis Yar Halavonoin. Just like a yar blossoms with flowers and plants. Af beis hamikdash melav lev. The beis hamikdash was also melav lev. What does that mean? We had this gemara earlier. And af chof aleph. Domag abayishaya. B'shosh abonu shleim beis hamikdash. At the time when he built the beis hamikdash, not by common name godim shalzov. He planted all types of golden trees. And when the wind blew, and they were ripened, those gold fruits, like it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yirash Kalvonoin Pilyoi. That means the fruits came off. And from here they had the Parnosa for the Kuna. Now, first of all, it wasn't really, the Mepharshim explained, it wasn't really real trees, because we know the Pasuk says, Leisita Lecho, not just Asheira, but Kol Eitz, Eitz HaMizbech Hashem. So it can't be a real tree. It was a miraculous tree. It was a golden tree. Now, the etzim fact that there was panosa from the Koyanim, from these trees, so Meir Simcha in our Sameach points out, in Hilchos Me'ila, that Lechoira, why should it not be an Issa Me'ila? If it's Hekdesh, so how are you being Nena? They were an Isparnas from these golden fruits. So why is there no Issa Ano and Issa Me'ila? Zokta Meir Simcha and other Chayim say this, that when there's a Gidul Nisis, when it's a miraculous growth, there's no Me'ila. On a Gidul Nisis, there is no Me'ila. And this was a miraculous Nisis, so there's no Me'ila. Now, the question is, that the Achronim point out, Lemaisa, even if there's no Issa Me'ila, but Hekta should be Koinim Mekinyin Chotza, and Memela, now you're taking from Hekta Shal Kinyin Chotza. Yes, Mitzad Me'ila Shaboy, it's Takana Me'ila, why? Because it's a Gidul Nisis. But mitzat kinyan chotzer, hekdesh should be koinet, and I say, how am I taking from hekdesh? How do we nispanis from it? Zokel b'yashim in the oris, that the reason why there is no isser and there's no kinyan chotzer is because since Shlomo HaMelech planted it al das for them to be mispanis, so there is no kinyan. You can prevent the kinyan from taking place if the original natiya was al das that it shouldn't be koinet. So since Shlomo HaMelech planted it al das that the kinyan should be mispanis, so Melech, there is no kinyan Chotze on Hekdesh, and that's how they're able to win the Spanish from it. You want to know mitzat Chotze Mishamaris if there'll be.
Say Chotze Mishamaris is I have it for myself.
So it won't be koina. I mean, there were doors that closed every night.
Locked away all the kihanim from the trees? No. All the kihanim were drains that are on the trees.
Yeah. If you have people in your home, is that called the Chotze Mishtameres? If you have a home with walls and doors, and you have people invited over for an affair, so it's not called the Chotze Mishtameres?
I'm saying if it's like a Chotze for a Shutva,
everything. Yeah, but I don't know if it's not their home. It's the Kohen Gadol's home in 7 days, but the first Mishnah in the Masechta. But is it their home? They're in the Beis Hashem. Beis Alekim, Alech Barogesh. It's Beis Alekim. It's not their home. I don't know why it takes away from the Chotze Mishtameres. I'm not sure. I'll call him, that's what he answers. You want to say another answer? It's not Shaykh Kinyan Chotzer. Maybe. Zog di Gemara. Now this all took place before the Churban. That it produced gold fruits. They dried out. Shenemar. Posek says in Nochum. Uperach Levonoin Umlol. The Perach of Levonoin. The Beis Mikdash Umlol. Came desolate. Ve'osi Hakadosh Baruch Hu lachzir olonu shenema paroyach tifrach v'sogel paroyach tifrach v'sogel af gilas v'ranein kvoid halavonoin nitan lo. So that's going to be come back. Losed lovoy. We'll get this back again. Zok di gemara nos al shei seirim. So back to the gorolos. After he had one lashem and one lazozel b'yaminoi, he placed on, if it ended up Yaminoi, so he puts it on the Yamin. That's going to be Soil Hashem. And the Smoiloi will be Lazozel. Tona Rabbonon Esapomi Maske Koingolot Hashem, Boy Beyoim. 10 times he's Masked Hashem on that day. What is it, 10 times? Gimel Bevidu Rishoin. The Vidu Rishoin. The first Vidu that he said, that was Three times he mentioned Shema Meforish. V'shloisha b'vidu sheni for Echav HaKahanim. V'shloisha b'soyra mishaleach, which is for Klal Yisrael's kapara. V'echot b'gogolois, and when he says Lashem Chatos, then he also mentions Hashem's name. So that's 10. 3, 3, 3, and 1. Zog Rashi, what are the three? B'vidu Gishon, Zog Rashi, Shloisha. Shelpar, meaning, he says, his own par, he says, Ona Hashem Chotosi. That shows that he's Oymel Lefnei Hashem, we said, the first one. And then he says in that same first vidui, Ona Hashem Kapeno La'avoinois V'lachatoyim. And then the third one is, in that same vidui, Lefnei Hashem Titoru. So three times he mentioned Shem Hashem. And he does it by vidui Sheni and by vidui Shlishi. I'm sorry, by Tzoyim Eshtaleach. And then one on the Goyrolo is Zogdrashi L'Hashem Chatos. Zogdi Gemoga, the Teshonim has a Kasha Nomad Aleph, that whole Lashem Chatos, we know the Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Yud, that a person shouldn't say Lashem Korban, but rather Korban Lashem, in case he dies before he finishes what he said. So when you say Lashem Korban, you might die in the same Shem Vatola. So why by Lashem Chatos does he say Lashem Chatos, not Chatz Lashem? And to the Teshonim, Shonim, V'oimer Rebbe, the Shiny Och, the Chsiv, Asher, Olo, Olof, Hagoyro, Lashem, V'hoda, Vaso, Chatos. The Pasuk says, Olof, Hagoyro, Lashem, and then, afterward it says, Vasol Chatos. So the say the Pasuk is Lashem and then Chatos. Zog di Gemoga. V'kvar omru, v'kvar oma Hashem, v'nishma koiloi b'yirichoi. When he said the Shem Hashem, it was heard all the way till Yirichoi. The Raivin in Tomid, Lamed Omid Beis, brings Chiddush b'Shem is Rebbe. And he says that he's Mechadish, that it was only in Yerichoi and not in all the cities between Yerushalayim and Yerichoi. It skipped over all the cities, not Peshat till Yerichoi. In Yerichoi it was heard. What's unique about Yerichoi? To show the Kedusha of Yerichoi, that since Yerichoi was Kibbutz Rishoi, Bizman Yeshua, so that has a special status. So Yerichoi was Zoicha to hear versus all the cities even closer. Zog de Gemara, Omar Rabbe Baba Chano, Miyushalayim li Yerichoi. The distance from Yerushalayim to Yerichoi is Asora Parsois, 10 Parsois. Now every Parsa is 4 mil, and every mil is Trum Shabbos, 2,000 Amos. So there were 10 Parsois, that means there were 40 mil, and every mil is 2,000 Amma. So there were 80,000 Amma. Asora Parsois is 80,000 Ammas all the way to Yerichoi. And the hinge of the delos of the Hechel made a noise when it opened up. It was Nishma b'shmoyne Trumei Shabbos, for 8 Trumei Shabbos. Now Trum Shabbos is 2,000, so 16,000 Amos, less than that. So 8 Trumei Shabbos is 2 Parsois. Zog the Gemara weiter, Izim sheb'Yerichoi mis'atches mireach ha'Ketores, the Izim of Yerichoi, they sneezed from the reach of the Ketores. It had such a strong effect. Noshim sheb'Yerichoi ein tzichel lisbasim mireach ha'Ketores, they didn't have to have perfume. Kala shebishlaim in tzichel liskashid mireach teres. Kala did not need teres. Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Dulgoi, izim hoyu la'abo. My father had izim, he had goats. Behore michmar, vo yim isachas mireach teres. Omer Rabbi Chiyah bar Avin, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Kocho, soch li zoken echel pa machas, alachti le Shiloi. I went to Shiloi, Shiloi was before the Beis HaMikdosh. Ve'erachti reach teres min ben koisleo, I still smelled the reach of teres from the walls of where Shiloi stood. Oh, so Tosafot over here points out on the top, we just finished saying that the tzir of the Delos HaHechel was nishma for 8 Trumei Shabbos, not all the way to Yerichoi, like we said when it came to the Reach of Keteris. The fact is, Akasha, Tema, Tosafot tzir Delos HaHechel hay nishma b'shmoyne Trumei Shabbos, meaning not to Yerichoi, only to 8 Trumei Shabbos, and Yerichoi, we said, was 10 Parsois from Yerushalayim to Yerichoi, which is much more. So fact is, Tema, the Meseches Tomid, we learned that mi Yerichoi ha'yeshoymin kol sha'agol sheniftach. You're saying that the Tzir Dal Seichel was nishma shmoyne Trumei Shabbos. Here it says that the coil of the sha'agol was niftach all the way till Yerichoi. Umucho asom du sha'agol. So we see a stira here. It says Tzir Dal is only shmoyne, and here it says the sha'agol was nishma. V'yeshloyma zoktayz the friendship between the Tzir and the door itself. The Tzir Dal Seloy nishmoyne eleches Trumei Shabbos. The Tzir of the Delos, meaning the hinge, was only heard 8 Trumei Shabbos. But the shara atzmoi, but the shara itself, nishma b'yiricho was taka heard to yiricho. That's one teretz. Inami zoktayz another teretz. Mitoich ches Trumei Shabbos hoyem magishin kol tziri adalsois.
within the Eitrum Shabbos, they heard the tzir of the dalsos. Shkol Adam Yochel Hagesh, who called tzirim, you were able to discern and realize this is the coil of a tzir. They only heard a noise. They couldn't discern that it's a coil of a hinge. And that's the difference between Yericho and Eitrum Shabbos. Eitrum Shabbos, you were able to realize and differentiate this is a tzir. Masheng and Yericho, the Daka heard noises, but it wasn't to be able to discern that it's actually a hinge. Umericho, you show me Koil Avora, Baalma. Ava Mishalo, you dare lawyer, Margish, Makoil Hoyose, he didn't know what it was. Vechem Pirachi Seperekama, Gabi Gvine Kois. Tais says, I said the same teretz, I used this Yisoid. Earlier on Daf Chof Aleph, Tais over there brings that the Gemara says in Daf Chof Amebeis, that Gvini Kreuz, you were able to hear him, his voice, all the way for Sholosh Parsois. When he said in the morning, Imdu Kahanim Lavidaschem, it was Nishma L'Sholosh Parsois. And then the Gemara says that even though Gvini Kreuz, his voice went three Parsois, but Kohen Gadol was Meshubach Mimenu, because he said on Hashem, and it was heard all the way to Yerichoy. And the chiddush was that Yerushalayim Tiricha is 10 parsois, even though there's a chulsha to Kohen Gadol, he's fasting, and Mashiach Gvini Kreuz was no chulsha, and even though over there it's be Yamama by the Kohen Gadol, and Yamama, the voice doesn't travel as far, and over there by Gvini Kreuz was Lelio, still the Kohen Gadol went much further. On that side of the Azakasha, that Mirichoi, they heard the coil of Gvini Kreuz. He brings a Gemara in Tomit, Mishnah in Tomit, that Mirichoi is showing me called Gvini Kreuz, which is Eser Parsois, not like we're saying over here. Zoktoy says the difference is, by Yud Parsois, they did not understand the coil avora, what Gvini was saying. They didn't hear Imdu Kanu Lavidaschem. Masha'enkein, by the Kahanim, when they said on Hashem, they actually heard the words. And Zoktoy says over there in Davchofa Aleph, V'chein Pirashti, that's how we explained the same thing with the Tzir Dal Sezechel. The Tzir Dal says that we heard Shmoyne Parsois, you were able to discern what it was. Masha'enkein, further than that, meaning all the way to Yericho, which is 10 Parsois, it was a coil havora ba'almo. And if you didn't know what it was, you just heard a noise, but you didn't know what it was exactly. Zoktais weiter, Kala shibu shlaim lois tzichel is basim rechak teres. Fektais akasha temo. Do oma pfeil kol shah, koilu mai vrech en bemishu mi'ila, vedaik mil hu deleiko ho isure, ikad is an issa, so my love lois in oim bifnim, do le efshe vekome chavin, vabaya loisim shibachutz. If the oim nishabachutz kol ma'al v'reach im dorot no me'ila, but the ma'is is an issa, so every time you stood outside and the reach was in his basim, so you have an issa. So the chayvet shver for the oisim bechutz. What's pshat according to Abaya? Zok teisus. How could it be that oiv an issa every day? V'yesh loim ha'ena osu elosh le'yikvu atzmon lazor k'dei l'reach yoisa. The fact that by default you're getting the reach of the k'toris, that's not going to be an issa. But when you mekarv yourself closer to the azora, to be Mariach Yoiser, even though you're Bachutz, that would be the Issa. So the constitute the Issa of the Issa would only be if you make bring yourself closer towards the Reach. The Teshonim over here points out that Kalash Shibushlaim Netzichel is Basim because of the Reach of the Keteris. Zoktais is Shonim Vishel Beis Aftinas Domule El. We said the Gemara before in Daf Lamed Ches that the Beis Aftinas made a Tanai in the Nisuin, that no wife should wear perfume because it shouldn't be choshed them, that they be mishtamish b'k'teres, shoy maslin, shoy sein, shloy yisbasmu, so the chore, it's not relevant. All these women didn't wear anyway perfume. So you have to say that yesh loymar, shloy oimdim b'yushalayim, these we're talking about the Tanai was for those that were not in Yushalayim. V'gam rochim yericho hoyu. We're talking about marriages that took place, rochim yericho, those that would have wear perfume, but they didn't have the reach k'teres, on them there were masna that they shouldn't have any perfume, so shouldn't be choshed them for reach k'teres. But ein chanami, if they married women that are in Yerushalayim or even to Yerichoy, it won't be negated as all tonight because they don't wear it anyways because then it's basim automatically from the reach.
Zog de Gemara Omer Reb Yanai, Aliyas Goyle mitoch Kalpi Ma'keves. The etzim aliyah of the girl, meaning take out the girl from the Kalpi, that's Ma'akev. Hanocha ein ma'keves, but placing it on the sawyer, that's not ma'akev. That's a biyana shita. The aliyah is ma'akev, but the hanocha is not. V'Rabbi Yechon Omar, af aliyah ein ma'keves. Even the taking out of the goyrel itself is not ma'akev. You don't need a ma'isa goyrel. You have to shtel avek, the kohen has to say, Lashem chatos. But the ma'isa goyrel, even the aliyah is not ma'akev. Zok di gemara, this is sorry to come achloikis. If the aliyah's goyrel is ma'akev or not, is alibid Rabbi Yehuda doma dvorim anasim bebigdei lovim b'chutz. Meaning, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda in Mechemya later on If dvorim are nasim bebig delovim bachutz, like the girl is one of the things that is nasim bebig delovim, not lefnai velefnim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, dvorim are nasim bebig delovim bachutz is loy ma'akva. So if it's not ma'akv, so kulam loy pligi deloy ma'akva. So everyone agrees that Aliyah's girl is not ma'akv, because dvorim are nasim bebig delovim bachutz is not ma'akv. Ki pligi, the machloikus of Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan is Ali b'drem nechemya, Rabbi Nechemya that it says in the Torah, chukah. Chuk is not just going on Dvorim and Nasim Bifnim. Chuk is going on anywhere where you wore Big Day Love and even on Dvorim and Nasim Bechutz. So, Kipli Alib de Mechemya. So, Mandom and Ma'akva. If you hold that Aliyah's girl is Ma'akv Rabbi Yanai, so that's Takakrim Nechemya. Umandom Aloy Ma'akva Rabbi Yechim, it says even Aliyah is not Ma'akv. I, according to Nechemya, that we learn from Chukka that even Dvorim and Nasim Big Day Love and Bechutz are Ma'akv. Umandom Aloy Ma'akva, that's Hanimili Avoida. By an Avoida Taka, we Taka learn that Rav Nechemya's shita is that even dvorim and nasim big dechutz belovim bechutz is ma'akev. That's hanimila by an avoida. But hagrol alav avoida he. Hagrol is not an avoida. So mele, that's the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan that afali ain't a ma'akeves. Even according to Rav Nechemya that says dvorim and nasim big dechutz bechutz are also ma'akev, but that's only by an avoida. But something that's not an avoida, hagrol is not an avoida, so it's not ma'akev. Why is hagrol not an avoida? The reason why it's not an avoida is because at the end of the day, this gan puts in Yamino, you're going to Rabbi Yehuda Eliezer. So we see it's not an avoida where you have to have exclusively only a Kohen Gadol. So Rashi points out, what would be that avoida that's nasa b'chutz, that big day love will be ma'akev for? Zog Rashi, hani mili l'chsiv chuka li'ikuva, ba'avoida u'de li'ikuva. Ad kan l'komer Rabbi Nechemya l'chsiv chuka ba'avoida li'ikuva kagoyin chatiyas g'chalim. The bimachate de cholim min amizbeach ushchit aspar the bavoides ninu upsulas bekoyen acher aval hagrola de lava voidi shekshera bezgan leman domel el asgan bekoyen gola machnisi yedein shel yimin bekalpi. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eliezer says that it's not just the coin gola puts in his right hand, but it's the left hand of the coin gola, but rather the right hand of the skan together with the coin gola. So we see clearly it's not an avoid of a raya. You have not a non coin gola working on Yom Kippurim. So you would think over here Rabbi Nechemya would be moida. So here we talk to say that Rabbi Nechemya is moida, that is not ma'akev. That's Pshat Rabbi Yochanan. Af ali ein ma'akeves, even according to Rabbi Nechemya. Because over here it's not an avoida, so it would not be like the other things that would be ma'akev. So we have a clear machlokes over here, if Hagrola is ma'akev or not. Because we're saying now that Hagrola according to Rabbi Yanai, Dali is ma'akev, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not ma'akev. And we're saying now that Hagrola is not an avoida. So it will be totally in that or not. If it's an avoida or not, it will be nafkamina. If it's ma'akev or not. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim says clearly that the Hanocha is not ma'akev, but Hagrola is yes ma'akev, meaning like a b'yanai. And then the Rambam says, even though it's not an avoida, but it's ma'akev. So l'chayra, if it's not an avoida, it's still ma'akev. And he says that's why it's possible bizarre. So, in fact, the Lecha Mishnah, that doesn't coincide with the usual din that we have. We know Shechit is Ksher Bezar, because it's not an Avoida. And here the Rambam says that the Hagrola is, even though it's not an Avoida, but it's Ma'akev. And that's why it's Pasul Bezar. If it's not an Avoida, so why is it Pasul Bezar? Usually we know not an Avoida makes it Kosher Bezar. And here he says it's Ma'akev, and yet it's Pasul Bezar. And even though it's not an Avoida. How does it coincide, these din, in fact, the Lecha Mishnah? It's not an Avoida. And that's why it's even though it's not an avoda, it's possible bizarre, and yet it's ma'akev. Not an avoda and possible bizarre doesn't make sense. If it's not an avoda, it should be kosher bizarre, and yet it's ma'akev. So ma'akev, I understand why it's possible bizarre, but what does it mean? It's not an avoda, so then it should be kosher bizarre. But yet he says possible bizarre, and it's ma'akev. It's ma'akev. It's not an avoda, and it's possible bizarre. Why is it different than Shechita, where we know Lav Avoida and it's Kosher Bazaar? So the Mikdash David and other Chayinim say Alomdus that the Yisoid of Hagrola is different than other Avoidas. In Hagrola, there's two dinim. There's one din, Mi'etzim Seida Avoida, and Mitzad Avoida Be'etzim, it's not an Avoida. But then there's another din. There's Exerus HaKosov that the Kohen Gol has to be Mevarah the Hagrola.
There's a din birur in the Hagrola, which one is going to be the soil Hashem. That's a din that's ma'akav the Kohen Gadol. So that's why it's possible bizarre. Mitzad avoyde shaboy, lo'ilam mitzad an avoyde, and a zo would have been kosher, like we find by Shkita. The reason why it's possible bizarre is because it's a din that you need a Kohen HaMevar. There's a tzveta din in the Hagrola. Besides the avoyde tzakat ein avoyde. But it's a din that you need the Kohen HaMevar. So that's why it's ma'akav. The Hagrola is ma'akav, and you need dafka Kohen and not a zor, is because the tzveta din that you have in the Hagrola. Not mitzad avoyde shaboy. Mitzad avoyde tzein avoyde. But mitzad, you need a Kohen HaMevar. So that's why you have to have dafka a coin, and it's possible bizarre. I come to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eliezer that it's mutter to put in the skan puts in his right hand. So that's Achronim say the same. He saw it. The be'etzem is the coin that's mevar. Either I day the kriyas Hashem, he said Lashem Chatos, or because once he took out the first agrola, it's ready by default nisbar what the second one is. So memele it's vayter bir I day the coin. What the second one does, what the skan does, is not the ma'ase bir. The bir is be'etzem I day coin godel. So that's you saw it. You need a bir I day coin godel. Even though it's not an avoider, but lemaisa it's hagrol is ma'akev. Even though it's not an avoider, but it's like a possible zor. And even in the other man, the Omar, that the scan plays a role. It's only by default, but really the kohen gadol is the one that's mevarer either the kriya or either the fact that he picks out the first girl and memela. Then you know already what the second one is. Why do you need the second one bichlal? Just have the first one, and by default, you know what the second one is. Adem is exes a kosov. It says goyrolois. So you have to have two goyrolois. But the second goyrol is not really mile of a moirid. It's just a shame goyrol that you have to do. But really, the birur takes place through the kohen gadol. So it comes out according to this, hagrola is ma'keves, according to Rabbi Yanai, aliyas goyrol mitrich kalpi ma'keves, is not mihilchus avoida. Mihilchus avoida, it's taka ein avoida. But it's mihilchus that you need a kohen ha'mevarer. And that's why it's ma'akev. And that's why it's different than Shechita. Shechita is tak a kosher bizarre. It's not an avoider, so it's kosher bizarre. Here it's not an avoider, but still it's ma'akeves. Because it's not mehilchas avoider that's ma'akev. It's mehilchas, you need a koin ha-mevarer, and that's what's ma'akev for him to be mevarer, which one is going to be the soil Hashem.
Zog de Gemara, Ike de Amri. Another listener, it says, fakert. Ali b'drem Nechemia de Omar ma'akva, kung to Nechemia that says, that anything big they love and bechutz is ma'akev is kulam aloy pligi de ma'akva. Everyone agrees that hagrol is ma'akev, and even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that hagrol would be ma'akev. Keep pligi the machlokes Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan is ali b'Rabbi Yehuda that says only the avodas anasi b'fnima ma'akev with the big those only the avodas that we're big they love and b'fnima ma'akev. So mando amaloy ma'akva, the one that says that not b'fnima is not ma'akev is Rabbi Yehuda. So that's very good. Rabbi Yochanan that says afali ena ma'akev is according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why Hagrola is not ma'akev. Umand omer ma'akva. The man omer that hell says that it is ma'akev, meaning according to Rabbi Yanai, it coincides even with Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because shiny hocha the tona beikra. Since the Torah says clearly by Hagrola, ashe ola tre zimna. It says twice the word ashe ola. It says by the sorer chatos and by the sorer mishtaleach. It says both of them ashe ola. So from this extra yitu, we learn out that Hagrola is ma'akev. Even though it's not nasi b'chutz, and that's from Rabbi Yanai that says Aliyah's girl mitach kalpis ma'keves, because even though it's big the love and shenasi b'chutz, usually Rabbi Yudol it's not ma'akev. Over here, shinolov akosav la'akev, and utaka will be ma'akev. Now Rabbi Yechon that says that Aliyah's girl is not ma'akev is zoktaisus is because the kfeilus was not written with loshen tzivui. It wasn't asha ola that they have to do it. So melech tzaken amaakev. Zok teisus in the banner. Tona beikra asha ola. Umando maloy maakev svile. Kevin lo ksiv kosav tzivui. So avakav the tona beikra loy maakev midi. Midi da hava ablila the tnan. Im loy bola kosha avakav the kamazim ksiv blila. So we see even though it says asha ola doesn't mean it's a maakev unless it's beloshen tzivui. Elakem lo ksiv beloshen tzivui loy maakev. You come to my domain, it's ma'akev. Why is it different than blila? Ulamanda omar, ma'akev loy domi le blila. The shiny oche, the hani chuka, ktsas. The chuka helps. Kevon de mechuka gamginon liikuva, le sha mili, sheva pasha gamginon ami mino la grola. Since it's a pasha of chuka, that's ma'akev. So we extend it even on a grola. Kevin de toni beko koldu, we have episode shina la akev. Mashenken by blila, we don't have this chuka. So vidi ataka, saying it twice without a tzivui, we're taka nabi ma'akev.
We'll stop over here at the bottom of the omid by Meisvei.